Tina.
Your hands are in a big basin, and it's a full of dirty engine parts and gears, and you're washing gears and you're washing parts and making them whole and clean and ready to be used again. And these are people, so those parts, but they're people, but they're parts, meaning God's also giving you kind of an analytical eye to know what needs to be done and what doesn't need to be done, so you don't mess around with fancy stuff, but you get the parts clean to make the thing, make the person run again. So there's a side of you that's very practical, but it's spiritually practical. Is that fair? What? I'm a prophet, so it's okay. I was looking at Lisa, cause she, yeah. So there's a practical spiritual part of you to help fix people. And God's given you, if you don't know, God's given you permission to do that. Does that make sense? That to stick your nose into what? What's the truth? And along with that is a gift of healing. Of course, you already knew that. Laying on hands and praying for people. Okay. That's what I got. I've already wasted my... The potato field was it.
It's hard to add to the potatoes and the other stuff. So what's your name?
Tina.
If this chair had a seatbelt, I would say buckle up. There's some new things coming to you as you cross over into the new year. God wants you to prepare now. Just prepare your heart for change. It's good. There's going to be some things you haven't prayed for and you won't be able to pray for, but the hand of the Lord is going to bring change. And it has to do with how you schedule your time. God says he wants you to become an astute steward of your time going into this next year. You're probably one of those ladies, you're already planning some stuff in 2026, and you probably got your calendar already, and you're already marking certain dates out, and that's good. We should be. But God says he wants you to steward. And here's the other thing. You're going to say no a little more than you used to. It's hard for you because you love to serve people. When someone has a need, you like to jump. You're a real Martha in heart. But there's this availability to the Lord for prayer. And there's an availability to the Lord for mentoring. Prayer and mentoring are going to take up a larger portion of your calendar, of your week. And you're kind of a weekly person. You really love the week. You don't think about the next week too much because you're focused on the week ahead. And you love to plan your week. And God says, leave some space. God's got some surprises. That's why the whole idea of God changing some things, God says, just be a little more flexible. So put some more wiggle room in your schedule for the Lord. You love Sunday, or whenever you meet. I guess you guys meet on Saturday, but you love the gathering of the saints. You love the service. That's so good. It brings you life. But you know what? You're going to do more ministry when the service is over than you do the day that the saints gather. That's where you've got to say no a little bit. There's some things you love to do here, and you do it well, and the people are so grateful for that. But you know what? It's time to give it away to some younger people. Just say, take this off my plate. I've got other things to do, because you have to be available for prayer and intercession. Prayer assignments are coming, and mentoring is coming. Not a lot, not heavy load, but there's a couple of women that really need what you have to give. Confidence, experience, and your prayers. And you're going to help coach some mothers, some young mothers, in through their family hurdles. Everybody has family hurdles. You're going to help some young mothers jump over the hurdles that are in front of them that they can't even see. I don't think I can jump that high. I said, oh, yes, you can. Let me show you. Let me teach you what you can do. You just got such wisdom. Do you have children? Yeah. How many?
Three.
They're pretty good. You did good. God wants you to give you a little pat on the back tonight. You did good, Mom. Moms always give themselves a terrible grade when it comes to their mothering. It's like, oh, I could have done better here. We can all do better, but God says, well done. And you've got some good tips, and you've got some good wisdom that you can put onto another generation who are floundering because they don't have mentors, and they don't have models, and they're combing the internet for help. And you know what? They need flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt among them. That was for Jesus, but that's for you too. The Word in you, and it becomes flesh and real to another young lady that needs a mother that doesn't have one, that's been fractured from some family things, and you're going to help bring healing, and you're going to bring wisdom. And the day will come, you're going to have a little group of young ladies that will grow up in the next several years, and they'll say, you're like the mom I never had. And so make space for that. It's just as important as some of the other things that have been important to now. But God says, I'm shifting your priorities going into the new year. Get ready, make space. God's going to give you some beautiful spiritual assignments to make disciples. That's his heart. Go and make disciples. And you're going to make some beauties. Amen.
The Lord is showing me a new season with a pace you're not necessarily comfortable with, an output pace. He was showing me you enjoyed cooking something and then garnishing it and thinking and planning, and he's putting more pressure on the output of you giving away. There's going to be the pace that you naturally gravitate towards. I've studied this thing. I'm going to give it away. Let me think about who I'm going to have over, how I'm going to execute this. He's putting pressure on all of that now, where you're going to have to turn around faster. And the question he wants you to ask is, as you cook with things in the Word, things you want to see him do, is to just say, give me the outlet. And begin to turn around faster. When you don't say, it's not quite done, I could see it being more finished. That's your offering of faith right there. He wants you to throw faith on that. Give it away in closer succession. And I also saw you as a partner with, you need to find someone that's evangelical, that's going out into weird, odd places and evangelizing, because they're just good at it and they can engage anybody. And just follow them and pray. And the Lord was showing me, you're going to actually watch efficacy off your prayers. You're going to pray those people across the finish line. They need your prayer backing. You stand right there and drive that thing across the finish line. But find someone that's doing like almost street evangelism, just going into and doing what they do, where they engage people and they can get you to the gospel no matter what you say. And you stand right by them, plant your feet with them, and pray them into efficacy, that their words hit the mark. And it'll be a partnership. It's not going to work without you. So whoever that is, if they ask you, if you find out about it, say yes. But I bless you to a pace of ministry and output that you're not comfortable with, that pulls faith from you. Without faith, it's completely impossible for the offering to be pleasing to him. And your faith offering comes now in greater succession, faster succession. Say yes, ask for the output. It's not going to be perfection as you design it, because you'll overcook the thing. Lord, I bless her in Jesus' name to a faith that gives it away and trust that it's the altar that makes the offering holy. Let her marvel at what your altar does when she lets go of the thing. I bless her to it in Jesus' name.
Amen. I'm sorry. I was standing up. I had a word for somebody else, but oh, we got okay. All right. I'm sorry, I was just getting ahead of myself. I just got excited.
No,
Lord, we thank you for this wonderful woman that you have raised up and are continuing to raise up. I thank you for the energy that you are giving her. I thank you for the clear direction, the eye that will see exactly where she is to go and when she is to go. I thank you that every act of faith, even the light of the torch that she carries, that's the light of you, is getting brighter and brighter, and it will be to your glory in the name of Jesus. Mama Anita.